You're listening to SBS News.
The report from the Policy Analysis Centre, the Australia Institute, says the climate impact of Australia's fossil fuel exports ranks behind only that of Russia and Saudi Arabia. It also ranks Australia ahead of the United States, despite the US population being 13 times greater than Australia's. It also finds Australia is the world's fifth largest miner of fossil fuel carbon. The report is damning of the federal government's climate position. The Australia Institute's Richie Merzian, who is their climate and energy program director, says the government doesn't even have a proper policy on climate change.
What would really help from the government would be a climate and energy policy, a strategy that sets out how Australia will transition to these global trends.
Dr. Martin Rice is head of research at the Climate Council. He says the report findings don't surprise him and go to show just how out of line Australia is.
It doesn't surprise me, but what it does is it confirms that Australia is a deviant on a global scale when it comes to climate change, and it's the burning of coal, oil and gas that's intensifying climate change.
Australia exports fossil fuels, such as coal, to many countries, including some of the world's biggest, like China and India. The exports are important to Australia's economy, but Mr. Merzian says that's not a good enough reason to continue with them. The report recommends the government should start by putting in place a moratorium on any new coal mines. Mr. Merzian says Australia has to address its use of fossil fuels for both internal purposes and export purposes. He says Australia's exports of coal are purely for profit, unlike the use of coal by countries like China and India, which industrialised later than Australia. He claims Australia's sales of coal to countries like these also makes it harder for those countries to switch to renewable sources of energy in the future.
The issue with Australia's exports is that Australia's doing it for profit. Australia's exporting the coal not because it needs to, it's because it ultimately will bring in that revenue. And so Australia has a choice as to how it's going to fuel and profit from the direction that energy is going in globally. Okay. And part of the issue of supplying coal is that you lock in that infrastructure overseas as well, making it harder for countries to switch onto cleaner sources of fuel when that time comes. I mean, Australia is not on track to hit its own domestic emission reduction target under the Paris Agreement. That's a 26% cut by 2030. So Australia has work to do in terms of reducing its domestic emissions, and it also needs to factor in what role it plays in terms of fueling the climate crisis through its exports as well.
The Climate Council's Dr. Rice also rejects economic arguments for sticking with fossil fuels at the current rate. He says Australia can be a world leader in renewable energy if it puts in the effort to be so.
Australia is in a unique position to really benefit from the new economy. It can become a global leader in the new economy, and that means ramping up renewables and storage technologies. We also have opportunities to export hydrogen going down the line. So really, Australia has fantastic and significant opportunities to be a global player.
The new report follows last week's international conference in the Pacific, where climate change related to Australia's use of and export of fossil fuels was front and centre as an issue. Government MP Barnaby Joyce says the issue is not just down to Australia. After widely publicised comments about the issue by New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on the eve of the conference last week, Mr. Joyce says New Zealand too has to take a leading role. He's told the Seven Network Australia's economically vital coal industry is the equivalent of New Zealand's economically vital dairy industry, which also produces significant carbon emissions.
Now, I hear what the New Zealanders had to say. I think they were a little bit cheeky. They were talking about the closure of the centre of our economy, which is the biggest export, mining exports, coal exports. We could have turned around and said, well, you close down the dairy industry because the methane emissions from them would give you a higher per capita output than us. I think New Zealand has a responsibility to also act in good faith and to keep certain discussions behind closed doors, because they're in exactly the same group as us. We need to be a strong, resilient group because it's a new world that we're moving into.
But the federal opposition, unsurprisingly, is taking a different tack. Labor Party MP Joel Fitzgibbon has told the Seven Network the government is getting in trouble overseas because it's not setting a good example domestically.
The Prime Minister got into trouble last week because he went to the Pacific without anything in his toolkit. He went with a record of increasing emissions year on year over the course of the last 4 years. So it was a pretty poor starting point for him. If he'd gone with a demonstration of his commitment to reducing carbon emissions here in Australia, then it would have been a different conversation.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.